members of the senior class, OHS faculty, Board of Education, parents, relatives, and friends, I'd like to welcome you to the Owatonna Senior High School commencement exercises for the graduating class of 2021. Seniors, you may be seated. I am honored to stand before you as principal of Owatonna High School, honoring the class of students. They truly represent all that we want for our future. As seniors, you have had a lot taken away from you this year and last, but you have always found ways to support one another and honor your time at OHS together. As we discussed what you wanted for graduation, you made it clear that your goal was to come together. It didn't matter if it was 3 feet apart, you were gathering as a class one final time to share in this moment as one. This is truly an event for the history books. We are gathered here at OHS, which is 100 years old this year. I would love to know what the first graduating class in this building would think now. They would definitely have to recognize the amazing accomplishments, depth of learning, and incredible pathways that our graduates are creating. They would be honored to have walked these same halls with you. It is an honor to celebrate the history you are making today and the incredible impact you will make tomorrow. That is what today is all about. It is my pleasure to introduce the people who will be helping with our graduation ceremony today. First, I would like to recognize our superintendent of schools, Mr. Jeff Elstead. I would also like to introduce our Board of Education members who are honoring our graduates this afternoon, Mr. Tim Jensen and Ms. Nikki Giesecke. The volunteer work that our school board members do on behalf of the 5,000 students in our district takes a considerable amount of commitment, time, and effort. Your work is very important, and we want you to know that we appreciate the effort you give to Owatonna Senior High School and all of District 761. We have a special group of people here who were selected by the class of 2021 to represent the educators of our community. It is my pleasure to introduce the following members of our faculty. Please hold your applause until all are read. Dean Walters, Social Studies teacher, Owatonna High School. Scott Nowitz, Social Studies teacher, Owatonna Middle School. Lauren Gendron, English teacher, Owatonna Senior High School. Pat Churchill, Social Studies teacher, Owatonna Senior High School. Doug Wanyas, English teacher, Owatonna Senior High School. Pete Ginther, band teacher, Owatonna Senior High School. Kelly Perkle, Physical Education and Health Education, Owatonna Senior High School. Also recognized but not able to be here this afternoon are Van Swank, science teacher at Owatonna Senior High School, Rosemary Raggetts, special education teacher at Owatonna Senior High School, and Ann Christensen, health teacher, Owatonna Senior High School. Staff, we welcome you. Let's give them a round of applause. As teacher, we hope you feel honored that the graduating class of 2021 chose you to represent all the educators that have influenced them over the last 13 years. Thanks to you and all of our pre-kindergarten to grade 12 educators for your dedication to the class of 2021. These individuals represent just a small portion of the hundreds of education professionals that have been involved in the lives of our students over these many years. Many of them with us today as well. It is also my privilege to introduce the administrative team at Owatonna Senior High School. Assistant Principal Holly Jessica, Assistant Principal Philip Wyken, and Activities Director Mark Ochterkirk. At this time, our Activities Director Mark Ochterkirk will come forward to introduce our student speakers for this afternoon.
Four years ago, we all arrived here as freshmen. It seems like only yesterday we were all sitting in the gym for that first Pet Fest. And hey, senior year, that seems so far off. We might as well have been reaching for the stars. But now, here we all are, in between freshman year and now. We have made many relationships, and some have been tested. Some of those relationships were long-lasting, and some of them were only surface-level friendships. We had those classes that were super easy, and those classes that were extremely difficult. Connections were built between students and teachers. My fellow classmates, the point is, we made it. There were good, bad, happy, sad, and exciting times. But all of those times are now at their conclusion. We will never get this time back. With that in mind, I want to ask each of you here today a question. How have you spent your time over the past 4 years? Have you viewed things from a surface level? Or have you tried looking deeper? I encourage everyone to always enjoy the present moment they are in, because there is beauty in everything, even things that seem really ugly. Sometimes you just have to fast and keep our distance from our closest friends when all we wanted to do was hug them. The news constantly talked about the hospitalizations and death rates. It was easy to get depressed. However, if we look beneath all the pain, we can find the joy in simple things. First, life wasn't so rushed. And because of that, we got close to the ones we live with. We learned to enjoy simple things, like going for a walk with family. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Keep holding out a bit longer. Keep finding the simple beauty beneath the surface of the situation. The idea of looking beneath the surface applies in other situations as well. So often, it seems, we are so quick to make a decision whether we like someone based on hair color, race, what people are wearing, or who they hang out with. The exterior of a person doesn't tell us what they are really like on the inside. This prevents us from truly getting to know a person. There is so much more to a person than what you can see on the outside. I cannot see people on a surface level. Because of this, I get a crystal clear image of people's character. I get to know who people really are. I encourage you all to do the same. True beauty lives inside us. If you have never looked deeper before, that's okay. We now have a fresh start. With that, let's take a breath. Let's first reflect on the past. Now, let's enjoy how awesome the present moment is. Seriously, take a look around you. Who is sitting next to you? What do you want to remember about today? Take it all in. We won't get this time back. Finally, think about one thing you want to change for the future. How might you find deeper beauty in situations, friendships, and relationships? Now go, remembering to always be in the present and to look beneath the surface. There is beauty in everything, even if it doesn't seem like it. Congratulations, Class of 2021!
Our second speaker is Willow Oman. Willow is the daughter of Rebecca Jock and Aguak Oman. Willow has been involved in student council, mixed roots, band, choir, football and baseball manager, color guard, and dig. Willow has also been involved with the Little Block Leader and Alliance for Greater Equity. This fall, Willow plans on attending Aurora University, majoring in social work. Willow Oman.
Faculty and fellow graduates. On behalf of the class 2021, also the 100th grade year at Drew Inglis, thank you all for being and showing you your support. Without you all, we would not be here today, and we are so excited to share this special moment with you. My name is Willow Oman, and without further ado, please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag. I'm just kidding. It's not Friday announcements. Instead of Friday announcements, I'm honored to stand here before you and look back on 4 years of legacy we've made together. But most importantly, congratulate the class of 2021. We have arrived in the midst of a global crisis, racial pandemic, and worldwide expression of outrage, and we still made it. Can you believe it? 4 years ago, we were completely different people, shy of this new atmosphere. I remember my first day of freshman year. I was so scared. I didn't get those thrills that the seniors before me had endured. so I was eager to get out. I wanted to have the experience that the alumni before us had, but I learned that not everyone has the same experience. Being involved in different activities can really shape your overall experience. It's been a while since we've all been in the same vicinity at one time. I know this is not how we envisioned our senior year to go, but throughout this whole year, each and every one of you gave hope. Hope that we would have sports events, homecoming, snow week, prom, concerts, and more. Hope that we will all be together one last time. With that same hope and some restrictions and rules, we were able to finally get back to some type of normalcy. Like finally being able to enjoy the sports we are in and participate in those activities, such as homecoming part 1 and 2, band and choir concerts, football games, and more. And with these came change. We were able to adapt to them very well, even when Zoom links failed and forgetting your mask at home. Over this year, I not only saw individual growth, but I saw universal growth across our class. Universal growth that was undeniably influenced by not only our classmates, but also our adult mentors and parents. Parents, you're probably wondering, how have these years gone by so fast? As you marvel at your children's accomplishments, it doesn't seem that long ago when these young adults were honored today, were toddling off to kindergarten and having a hard time forming sentences. Of course, living through those years for us has felt like eternity, even though it went by pretty quickly at the same time. Whether it was the best of times or the worst of times, it was the only time we got. Today is the day we all anticipate for as long as we remember. People might say that this is where our journey begins. I completely disagree. Our journey as students started a long time ago. Today is just the day where it splits into 300 different paths. On this day, we are walking together as one. We have finally done it all, and importantly, together. This part of our journey together as young adults should be recognized for its immense significance. Today, you are a little bit stronger, tougher, smarter, and better than you ever were before. You believed you could, and you did. So be proud of all the hard work you've done, the person you have became, and the difference you will make in this world. As I once said, congratulations to my fellow graduates of the class of 2021. We deserve to give ourselves one huge round of applause. Wherever we go and whatever we do, may we always be friends when we meet again. For the last time, OH students, make it a great day.
Thank you, Mr. Ochterkirk, as well as Megan and Willow, for your excellent commencement addresses. And now, for the moment all of our graduates have been waiting for, our OHS counselors, Tammy Langlois, Sarah Craig, Amy Lagesson, and Margot McKay, will read the names of our Owatonna senior class of 2021. Guests in attendance, please feel free to applaud your graduate as you hear their name called. Will all the graduates please stand? It is my distinct pleasure as principal of Owatonna Senior High School to represent District 761 faculty while representing and presenting 376 members of the class of 2021 who have successfully met all requirements for their diplomas, as set forth by the Minnesota Department of Education and the Board of Education of Owatonna School District 761. Graduates, you may be seated, and the first row, please come forward as we honor you with your diplomas. Ladies and gentlemen, the names of your graduates.
Willow Oman. Eva Breda. Jocelyn Brooks. Annika Brown, distinction. Yeah. Abby Nasir, Dr.
Nicholas Wilcher, high distinction.
Congratulations.
Calvin Codine, distinction.
Congratulations.
Devin Porter.
Congratulations.
Mackenzie Robb.
Thank you. distinction.
Thank you.
Would the class of 2021 please stand? I present to you the graduated class of 2021 for Owatonna High School. We wish you the best in your life journey and are proud of your accomplishments. Thank you and congratulations, one and all.